Good morning.
Where did the idea come from to have an educational component to a couple of these promotions?
Really, with the UW Geology Museum and the NASA Astrobiology Night on June 5th out here, that was something that came from the Geology Museum. They contacted us. They had gotten some grant dollars from NASA and wanted to go out and have some fun with the educational things that they were kind of charged to do as part of this grant. And they thought, hey, what better place to have some fun and kind of have a little bit of a lighthearted approach to what they do than out at the ballpark?
NASA Night sounds like it has a lot of potential. What can families expect to see when they head out to the ballpark?
They're going to be flying saucers thrown into the stands throughout the night. There's going to be Mars replica Mars rovers that they're going to use to like bring out the first pitch and that kind of thing. And I think they're going to have kind of like an alien versus kids tug of war. This year we were planning on bringing out the voice from General Grievous from Star Wars. And the Geology Museum really wanted to find a stage to explain to people exactly what they do. I think a lot of people hear the word astrobiology and they think, they're looking for Martians, or something crazy like that.
Well, what does it mean?
Well, I'm not an astrobiologist, but
Okay.
as I understand it, basically what they're looking for is signs that life could exist or might have existed on other planets and indicators of the right kind of environmental conditions having existed maybe hundreds of thousands or millions of years ago.
Now, the other educational promotion, when I first saw it, the first thought that came to my mind was only in Madison. Could you have Darwin Night? Tell me more about Darwin Night.
Well, as we sat down in January of this year, we started kind of brainstorming ideas, and somebody said, hey, why don't we look at what anniversaries are going on this year? We always look at the ballpark as a fun place to celebrate a birthday or to do something like that. And obviously, we saw that it was Charles Darwin's 200th anniversary of his birthday. And this year, we had planned on doing a bobblehead series. And that's really what we landed on is one of the five nights is going to be an evolution of Maynard. So it's basically the Mallard's interpretation of how our mascot, Maynard G. Mallard, evolved over the last couple million years. That'll be given out to the first 1,000 fans on June 11th, I believe.
Will there be an educational component, or is all just for fun?
It's going to be mostly for fun that night, and I'm sure kids are going to go home and say, hey, what does this mean? What is this whole evolution thing we're talking about here, especially the younger kids that haven't been exposed to it in school yet. And I think opening up those kind of dialogues and using the ballpark as a medium to help kind of make those things happen is a really interesting way for us to kind of fit in there.
Vern Stenman, thanks for being with us and good luck on the season.
All right, thanks, Terry.